The scripture reading for today is in the book of Hebrews.
今日读嘅圣经系来自希伯来书。
It's the same passages as last week.
同上个礼拜嘅经文一样。
So we will be reading this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋先用英文嚟读，跟住我先用中文。
Please read with me. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today.That none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls.As those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now,May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers.Bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with all of you.
我哋嚟到读中文。希伯来书三章十三节 Hebrew 13:3-13 总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝便当你们中间有人被罪埋伏，心里就刚硬了。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，都要彼此欠勉。彼此到那日子临近，就更当如此。你们已依从那些引导你们的，且要信服。因你们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候又快乐，不至忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们益了。请你们为我们祷告，因我们自觉良心无愧，愿意凡事按正道而行。我更求你们为我祷告，使我快些回到你们那里去。但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之实血之群羊的大牧羊，一耶稣主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又藉着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。弟兄们。我略略写信给你们，命你们听我劝勉的话。你们该知道，我们的兄弟提摩太已经释放了。他若快来，我必同他去见你们。请你们问引导你们的诸位和众圣徒安。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
与神祝福听的和读的。
Today will be part two of Members of One Another by Pastor Wilson Chang.
今天是陈牧师讲到他的题目就是彼此是肢体是第二个。
Morning, let's pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Oh, Father, we know it's not ideal to have things translated, so we ask for your help.
主啊，我们求你与我们同在。
Grant us hearts and minds that would be willing to receive your word.
让我们有这个心愿意去接受你的话语。
We pray that your word would be taught in a clear and engaging way.
让你的话语是清晰的可以带出来。
And we pray that the power of your Holy Spirit would seal the truths into our lives so that we can live it.
让这个圣灵帮助我们，让我们过一个是可以被你称赞的生活。
So we pray, Lord, that you'd make us members of one another.
让我们都去彼此的去相待。
In Jesus' name, amen.
去奉主耶稣基督名求。
Well, if you were with us last time, you'll know that this letter is really an exhortation to Jewish Christians.
咁如果你上个星期同我一起嘅时候，你知道系一个对于呢个犹太嘅基督徒嘅信徒一篇嘅训话训勉。
And the Hebrew Christians were struggling with the realities of a brutal life.
咁当时嘅基督徒去面对佢哋嘅生活有好多嘅困难。
And so in some sense, they're not as any really difference between their world and ours.
其实佢哋嘅世界同我哋今日嘅世界好相似。
And we already saw that we need shepherds, those who help us or nudge us to the ways of the Christian life in our lives.
其实在我的生活上面我都需要一个的牧者去带领我们。
And we saw the surprising identity of those shepherds.
我们都上个星期讲到这个牧者他不同的身份。
Of course, there's the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the text tells us.
那就是这个经文告诉我们我们的大牧者就是耶稣基督。
But also, we're to shepherd one another.
但我们都去彼此的去牧养。
We're to let each other into our lives.
亦都去将人地带入我们的生命的里面。
Because we have a tendency to go off course in a Christian life.
有很多时候基督徒的生活上面我都会走歪了路。
And so the challenge for us today is, are you doing that?
我们今天的挑战就是我们是不是真的这样做呢?
Again, it's not,something that's oppressive because we allow others to speak into our lives while we also speak into their lives.
我们对彼此是讲说话的时候也都让彼此的话语能够去进入我们的心。
And because we go off course in the Christian life, we need people, to trusted people, dependable people to guide us, to nudge us.Into the ways of Jesus.
当我们在基督徒的路上面走歪了走歪了的时候我需要有人去提醒去鼓舞去带领我们进入回基督徒的道路上。
That means there's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. You're not someone who can just exist spiritually by yourself.
所以在基督徒的路上面是不应该孤单一个人去走。
That means you need to be accountable. You need to join a church that has leaders, that has under shepherds, under the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以每个人都需要去参加一个教会，就要教会的弟兄姊妹，这个的长者去带领你。
So we need shepherds. We need our peers in God's grace to shepherd us.
我需要这个的牧者去带领我们。
And we need the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus, to oversee our living.
我们需要耶稣基督这一个的大牧者去引领我们。
But today, our focus is on the unique power of Christian shepherding.
我哋今日讲到就话，我哋需要呢个嘅力量去牧养。
And so, what do I mean by that?
咁究竟系咩意思咧
？If you are someone speaking into your life, into someone's life, and they're speaking to yours, what does that mean? What are you doing?
咁当你去同人哋去说话嘅时候，咁样样系一个咩意思咧
？Well, you see it in verse 20 and 21 in the text.
咁喺第呢个二十、二十一节里边咁样讲。
And let's turn to that again. So you'll see it very clearly. See verse 20, now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
在第十三章第二十廿一节，佢咁讲，佢话：但愿赐平安的神，又是靠那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧者，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又藉着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他们，直到永永远远。阿门。
You see why Jesus uses this analogy of shepherding sheep?
你明唔明白耶稣点解用呢个牧羊人同埋羊作为一个比喻呢
？It's because, as you just read in the text of the scriptures, that Jesus equips you for every good work.
因为喺第二十一节佢话在各样善事上，耶稣基督去成全你们。
He enables you to do his very will.
去帮助你啊，令到你可以达成佢嘅旨意。
Or to put it another way, he works in us to what is pleasing to him, what brings glory and honor to his name.
就话喺你嘅内心里边去帮助你，让你成长，能够做到神想你想所做到嘅事。
That's what shepherds do.
这个就是一个牧者，一个牧羊人的工作。
Shepherds guide you, they tell you how to live.
他去带领你，教你怎么样去过这个生活。
And they nudge you to go a certain way, a certain path in life.
也都去带领你去行某一条你应该行的路。
Now, why do we need that?
为什么我们需要呢？
Well, because we saw last time that sheep don't have a good sense of direction.
咁我上个星期讲过啦，羊啊冇乜呢个嘅方向感。
And it's the job of the shepherd and shepherds to show you the way you should go.
一个牧羊人需要要去带翻啲羊走翻喺某一条嘅路上边。
In fact, one of the ways you know Christianity is true is changed lives.
又话喺生命上面嘅改变
，and as we know from the scriptures as well as through Christian history and today, that there are many testimonies to say that。
咁喺呢个历史上边、圣经上面，我哋见过好多人嘅见证。
Let me give you one example, because some of the testimonies that you hear about are very sensational.
咁可能你听过其中一个吓，好咧系引人入胜嘅。
But I'm so old to remember the son of Sam, David Berkowitz, in the late 70s or maybe the mid 70s, who murdered young lovers parked in their cars throughout the boroughs of New York City.
咁喺呢个1970年代尾有个嘅连环嘅杀人犯吓，佢叫做心武之子吓，咁佢好中意咧啊，将佢嗰啲嘅爱人咧杀咗佢，跟住咧将佢留低喺一架丢弃嘅车里边。
David Berkowitz was called the son of Sam because he heard voices from this dog that told him to do this evil thing。
咁佢话咧有一只狗话俾佢听啊，叫佢咧去做呢啲嘢，咁所以啲人咧就叫做心武之子。
And so he would.Look for young couples at night who are parked, you know, near in an isolated place, and then he'd shoot them.
咁佢就专系拣一啲吓，专登咧喺啲啊喺好荒野嘅地方吓，啲人咧啲爱人去泊低咗架车喺架车度，咁佢就去杀咗佢哋。
Well, thankfully, David Berkowitz was caught and is now serving a life sentence. He was convicted, but he also came to know the Christ.
咁佢就最后俾人哋捉咗，要终身监禁。 但喺佢监狱嘅时候，佢亦都信咗耶稣基督。
And his great testimony is just one of many that show you the power of the gospel.
咁佢嘅改变，佢嘅见证，俾你睇到咗福音嘅能力。
As though David Berkowitz is serving a life sentence, he has a ministry in prison to fellow prisoners.
咁佢喺监狱信咗主之后，佢唔单止喺度坐监，佢都对其他嘅囚犯去传福音。
And many of his convicted prisoner friends have come to know Christ as their Savior and Lord.
咁喺呢个监狱里边，有好多嘅监犯因为佢嘅缘故信咗主。
Of course, there are so many others, whether it be people from a hard life or people from more of a refined life. Again, testimony after testimony of changed lives.
我哋睇到咗好多唔同嘅见证，睇到喺见证里边啲人生命嘅改变。
But as you'll see on slide four, and I hope you hear this, testimonies certainly help, but they're incomplete.
好多嘅见到我哋好多嘅见证，好多时候呢啲见证佢本身都系唔足够。
And the reason I say that, it's a pretty obvious reason. Every single religion, every moral community in the world that can produce changed lives. You know that.
其实每一个嘅世界上面嘅宗教都有佢哋唔同俾出嚟嘅见证。 或者好多嘅道德嘅社群，亦都有好多嘅例子去俾我哋。
Every moral structured community that has shepherds and has sets of rules can shape people's lives. We know that as human beings.
咁喺好多嘅道德嘅社群，佢亦都有一啲嘅长者，亦都会有呢个嘢提出嚟去改变人嘅生活。
They can take dishonest people and nudge them and make them honest.
咁佢会讲一样嘢，鼓励啲人去做某一样嘅嘢。
Most religions take addicted people and give them self-control.
亦都俾到佢哋一啲嘅提醒，俾到啲佢哋嘅控制。
Even an organization that's not religious, like Weight Watchers, can use testimonies to help you lose weight.
咁就算好似减肥会，啲人都会有啲人去分享佢哋减肥成功嘅故事。
You have to pay them, of course, right? You are held accountable with your fellow Weight Watcher in losing weight.
咁你加入咗个减肥会，有啲人去提醒你，去鼓励你，帮助你继续去减肥。
Let me confuse you a little further here. C.S. Lewis, in his book, The Abolition of Man, compares the kind of lives Jesus, Moses, Confucius, Buddha, Muhammad want you to live.
咁呢个路易斯曾经有一本书，系将呢个耶稣、将呢个穆罕默德、将呢个嘅孔子，讲呢个嘅释迦牟尼，将佢作为一个比较。
C.S. Lewis says, "Do you know what? There's not a whole lot of difference."
不过其实可能佢哋冇乜好大嘅唔同。
That's why testimonies fall short.
所以点解有时候见证系唔系好足够？
Because if you look at all the various shepherds of all the moral communities of the world, they're basically trying to get you to do the same things.
其实很多道德的群体或者宗教，他们的领导人、他们的牧者、他们的先知，都是想你去做一样的事。
Just in case you don't understand or getting what I'm saying, they all say love your family.
他们都说去爱你的家人。
They all say be sexually pure.
要去清心寡欲。
They all say not be materialistic and care for the poor.
佢话要去关心贫穷嘅人，唔好变成咧系个物质主义。
Be unselfish, be a servant, love one another, forgive.
佢话彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
Share what you have, tell the truth.
将你有嘅嘢，佢俾其他人，对人哋讲诚实话。
Live lives of integrity.
佢话佢过一个啊诚实嘅生活。
They're all there.
所以个个好似讲嘅嘢都系差唔多。
They're all there in all the religions of the world.
所以世界上面每一个宗教好似讲嘅嘢都系差唔多。
Because all the shepherds are saying, "Here's how you should live."
佢个个都系教你点样样去过你嘅生活。
So of course Christianity says that too.
基督教都讲咗同样嘅嘢。
And as we know, either externally at least, superficially at least, all the different shepherds are basically saying, shooing the sheep in a certain direction in life.
咁其实每一个呢啲嘅唔同宗教嘅牧者领袖都系讲相似嘅说话。
And so as you'll see on slide 5, is there no difference then?
咁系咪佢哋冇乜分别咧？
Yes, all the difference in the world between Christianity, the gospel, and every other moral institution, religion in the world.
咁佢哋可能唔同嘅宗教同基督教同福音系会有相似嘅地方。
Let me ask you, why do Christians live the way they do?
点解基督徒要过佢哋过嘅生活咧？
I'm not asking how they do they live.
我系问紧佢点样样过佢哋嘅生活。
Basically, they live like every other good person, right?
他们过的都好像是每一个好人会过的生活。
But why? Why do Christians live the way they do?
为什么基督徒过着他们今天过的生活呢?
Or let me put it another way. What is the dynamic of shepherding?
那这个的牧羊的工作其实有不同的有哪几个的层面。
Most of you Christians here, right? Why do you live the way you do?
咁我想问下在座基督徒，点解你过紧你今日嘅生活咧
？What is the dynamic by which the shepherd Jesus Christ gets you to live the way he does?
点解耶稣基督令你过紧你今日过嘅生活咧
？It's utterly different, utterly different than the way the shepherding goes on in other moral and religious communities.
咁其实同其他世界上边道德嘅机构群体叫你做嘅嘢系有啲唔同。
And I would say respectfully, it's crucial. It's crucial that you see that.
如果你睇到两个嘅唔同，对你嚟讲就会好重要。
And so as you can see on the slide, what's the difference?
咁有咩唔同呢
？Well, take a look at verse 20.
睇下第二十节。
May the God of peace who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. There's the key phrase, brought back from the dead.
你睇到最大一个唔同就系话，那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧者我主耶稣从死里复活的神。
Now, I don't know.How it sounds in Chinese, but in English, it sounds pretty awkward.
咁但系喺英文嚟讲，可能个字眼好奇怪。
And of course, you know that the New Testament is written in Koine Greek.
咁呢个系当时用呢个希腊文写嘅。
And if you read Hebrews in Koine Greek, it's even more awkward.
咁如果睇翻希腊嘅原文，会更加嘅怪。
Because usually when you open up pages of the Bible, and it talks about the resurrection. It talks about Jesus being raised from the dead, right?
咁多时当你讲复活，即系话佢从死里边去复活过嚟。
But here it says God brought back Jesus from the dead. Brought him back.
佢呢度有一个话从死里边去拎翻出嚟，翻翻嚟嘅意思喺度。
And do you know what the actual Greek word?Is?
咁个希腊原文系咩咧
？The Greek word is a word that means to return from exile. To return from exile.
咁希腊嘅原文有一种话系从呢个流亡翻嚟嘅意思。
So it's very strange. And by the way, the author of Hebrews deliberately does this because he wants you to think a certain way.
佢系想你去谂一啲嘅嘢。
Because as you'll see on slide 6, what does it mean, return from exile? from exile?
咩叫做从流亡去翻翻嚟咧？
How is the resurrection a return from exile?
呢个复活点解叫做系从流亡翻翻嚟咧？
See, that's the point. That's the purpose. The Hebrew writer wants you to think like his original audience thought. The original audience, as they heard this exhortation, knew all about the exile in the Old Testament.
因为在当时的基督徒，他们明白到在他处境里面，什么叫做在从流亡翻翻来的意思。
It's a major theme in the Old Testament.
是一个在旧约圣经里面一个很重要的课题。
And in the Bible, exile is one of the main metaphors, analogies to what's wrong with us.
这个在旧约圣经所讲的流亡和我今天的情形其实很相似。
See, when you put yourself ahead of others, or ahead of the community, or ahead of before God, that's what the Bible calls sin.
在我们的来讲，当你将人地放在自己，将自己放在人地的面前，将自己摆得很高的时候，这个就是一个罪。
Right, we know that by experience. We know that, or we know others who do that maybe more profoundly.
咁可能比我睇得好清楚。
Now, when you put yourself ahead of others, right, what happens when you put yourself ahead of others, right? What is that like? It's...You experience alienation, right? You experience aloneness, homelessness, exile.
当你自己将自己睇得太过高，比人哋高嘅时候，你就同啲人之间有呢个嘅疏离啊，亦都会有一个孤独嘅感觉。
Let me point out some obvious themes from the Old Testament that play on the theme of exile.
可唔可以睇下旧约点讲呢个嘅流亡
？Remember, way back in the garden, right? Adam and Eve decided to be their own savior.Their own Lord. Who needs God, right?
在这个的伊甸园里面，亚当和夏娃，他们说啊，我不需要神了。
And so what happened? What happened to them?
那他有什么事发生呢?
They lost their true home. They were exiled out of the garden.
那于是他在这个伊甸园的里面被人赶了出去。
Another way to put it, they were expelled from paradise, expelled from the Garden of Eden.
在这个伊甸园里面被人家赶了出去。
Let me ask you, what happened when Cain killed his brother Abel?
当这个的该人啊杀了这个阿伯之后有什么事发生呢?
He lost his home. He went into exile.
他都被神赶了出去。
How about Jacob? Jacob deceived his father. What happened to Jacob?
当雅各是呃了他父亲他有什么事发生呢
?He lost his home. He had to go into exile.
他亦都是失了他的屋企他亦都走入这个流亡的里面。
But the most interesting or pressing of the stories about exile in the Old Testament is the children of Israel in Egypt were exiled from their homeland.
而最重要的是以色列的儿女去埃及的时候是在他们的祖家啊，去流亡。
They were in bondage.
他们被人家去捆绑。
But eventually, God brought them back home. How?
咁最后神将他带翻到屋企。啊，神系点样样带翻佢翻屋企嘅咧
？Through the death of a lamb.
就用呢个羊嘅血将佢带翻屋企。
Right, recall that story. It's a very strange story, isn't it?
你是不是觉得很奇怪呢羊的血。
And if you're familiar with the book of Exodus, you've heard about it.
你如果熟悉这个出埃及记你很清楚知道他讲的什么。
You see, in Exodus 12, we're told God comes to the children of Israel who are exiled.
那在这个出埃及记12章我知道神去来到那些流亡的儿女的家。
Right, they're like the Afghanistans.The citizens there, right? They're not home anymore. They're exiled.
咁正如好似阿富汗，今日好多人系流亡出嚟。
They're away from home.
离开咗佢哋嘅家乡。
And God says, "I'm going to bring you back home."
神话我会将你带翻入呢个屋企里边。
I'm going to, in a sense, resurrect, restore, renew, rescue you.
我会去拯救你，我会重新去恢复你，去帮助你。
I'm going to bring you back to your home.
会将你带翻去你嘅家乡。
Going to bring you back out of Egypt, out of bondage, out of slavery.
从呢个嘅奴隶，从呢个嘅捆绑，从呢个埃及。带佢翻出嚟，但系
you have to kill a lamb.
你要去杀一只羊。
And I want you to eat it tonight with your family.
我会要你全家一齐去食咗呢只羊。
And God told the Israelites to put the blood on the doorposts, the blood of the lamb on the doorposts.
又将羊嘅血去喺呢个油喺门监嘅上边。
So the angel of justice will pass over you.And you'll be saved.
于是这个杀人的天使就会啊，
And when the angel of death, of justice sees the blood, through the death of the blood of the lamb, you'll be brought out, brought back to your homeland.
是因为这个羊的血啊，你不会被杀，然后你会被带出这个流亡的地方。
And that's what happened. We call it the Passover, right?
我就叫呢样嘢做逾越节。
And everybody was kind of mystified at what that was.
好多人话究竟咩叫逾越节呢？
And it was very mysterious until centuries later, right? When Jesus Christ, on the night before he's gonna go to the cross, gonna die, he stands up at the Passover meal.
咁亦都系喺好多年之后。耶稣基督亦都喺呢个逾越节嘅晚上
，right? He's observing the meal with his friends, with the apostles.
喺当佢同佢嘅使徒一齐去守呢个逾越节嘅晚餐嘅时候
，right? You read about it in places like John 13 through 17.
喺约翰福音13到17章里边讲得好清楚。
But the apostles must have been mystified too, right? Because what was happening? Why was it the weirdest Passover meal?
为什么这个逾节的晚餐是这么怪呢
?Why? There was bread, like all Passover meals. There was the cup, like all Passover meals.
在这个晚餐上面他们有这个面包也在他们前面有这个酒杯。
But if you look at the text carefully, at all the texts that talk about the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, there's no meat. There's no main dish.
但是在这个的逾节晚餐上面没有一只羊是在个晚餐桌上面。
Even if you're a vegetarian, there's no main dish. What kind of meal is that?
就算你是一个素食主义者连这个主餐都没有在这
里。Where's the meat, right? Where's the meat? Where's the lamb?
那究竟这个逾节的晚餐上面的那只羊在哪里呢?
And Jesus stood up that night and made it very clear.
咁耶稣基督喺嗰晚站起嚟，又将呢样讲得好清楚。
And he basically said to them, "Yes, there are shepherds."
有呢个牧羊人。
There are lots of shepherds, lots of good shepherds around.
有好多好嘅牧羊人。
Many shepherds all over the world come and tell you how to live.
咁呢个世界历史上面有好多嘅牧羊人曾经都嚟过。
But I'm the ultimate shepherd.
但我系。终极的这个牧羊人。
I am the shepherd who became a lamb.
我是那个牧羊人而变成了一只羊的牧羊人。
I'm the shepherd who will become a sheep.
我是那个牧羊人但是我都变成了一只羊。
And he makes absolutely clear to the apostles at that night before he was betrayed, I am the lamb.Of God who taketh away the sins of the world.
他说我就是那个神的羔羊，会将这个世上的罪去拎走。
And what's going to happen to me tomorrow on the cross is the ultimate exile.
他说在明日之后会有最终的这个的流亡。
And I'm going to experience the exile. I'm going to experience the alienation of your sins.
他说我会因为你的缘故明白到什么叫做与神的疏离。
In other words, Jesus was absolutely clear. I'm going to take your place.
我是会取代你的位置。
You deserve the punishment that I'm going to take for you.
本来你是应该被惩罚，但是我会取代你被神去惩罚。
And I'm going to pay that penalty that is rightfully yours.
所以我就会是为代替你去付上这个罪的代价。
And God will bring me back through the resurrection from that ultimate exile.
咁然后喺呢个嘅流亡之后，神会将我带翻嚟，翻到去原本嘅地方。
And then you'll know that I didn't just bring you out of political and social bondage like Moses.
好似呢个摩西咁，从呢个政治社会上边嘅捆绑，我会带出你出嚟。
Through my work, I have destroyed sin and death itself.
因为我嘅说话令到呢个罪、呢个死亡去结束。
So what's Jesus saying there?
咁耶稣基督究竟喺度讲咩咧？
All shepherds tell you, here's how you have to live. Now go live that way. Shoot.
每一个牧羊人都同你讲，佢话嗱，你咁样过你嘅生活啦。
Right? We said that. All the moral institutions, the religions of the world say that.
每一个世界上边道德嘅宗教领袖都会咁同你讲。
But only Jesus, the great shepherd, said, I will come and be like sheep.
他说唯有耶稣基督说我是那只为你来到的羔羊。
I'm the only shepherd.
我是唯一的牧羊人。
The world that doesn't just tell you how to live.
我不是那个牧羊人。净系叫你去做啲乜嘢
？Because I'm the only shepherd who came to live the life you should have lived and won't live.
唔系，我系嗰个牧羊人去嚟到过一个本来你系应该要过嘅生活。
And I will die in your place to pay your penalty for your sins against God and others.
而我亦都会嚟到去过你本来应该过嘅生活，亦都去代替你去死。
And when you come to God in my name, God will delight in you.
因为我的缘故，神会喜悦你。
Think what that means.
这个就是那个意思。
You see, religion says if you try really hard to live right, God will accept you.
我说不是说你很努力怎么去过你的生活。
The gospel says because of the incredible sacrifice of the person and work of Jesus Christ, you already accepted. Now go. Respond to that and live right.
但是圣经说因为耶稣基督的缘故你已经是被接纳去可以去过你的生活。
As you'll see on slide 7, religion, if you live right, God will accept me.
宗教说你做得好了你的生活的每一样做得好神又会接纳你或者不接纳你。
The Christian gospel says in contrast, because I'm already accepted in Jesus Christ, now I live right.
但福音讲一个样嘢不同，就是因为神已经接纳你的时候，你不需要去怕会被拒绝。
I hope you see and know the difference.
我希望你睇到嗰个唔同。
You live right in religion based on an anxious hope.
世界上面的宗教给了一系列的条件要你去做。
Religion says if you try hard enough to live right, you'll move God to bless you and take you to heaven.
如果你很克己去过你的生活的时候，世上宗教说你会被接纳。
Christianity doesn't say that. Christianity and the gospel says otherwise. In the gospel, you live right out of what? A glorious joy of knowing God.
而基督教话，因为我哋认识耶稣基督嘅缘故，所以我哋去被接纳。
It's a joy because you know firsthand what he did for you。
而呢个系一个喜乐嘅生活，因为你已经亲眼亲手去接触过耶稣。
And God has moved heaven and earth to pay the penalty of your sin as Jesus, God the Son, went to the cross。
系因为耶稣基督嘅血令到你今日被释放、被拯救。
And of course, Jesus said there, it's finished.
所以神话成了。
God will never have to ever lose you again. because of what Jesus has done.
因为耶稣基督为你做嘅事，你唔会去失去任何嘅嘢。
So on the one hand, religion says you'd better live right, or God will reject you.
咁宗教一方面佢话啊，如果你个生活过得唔好，神可能会去拒绝你。
And the gospel says at infinite cost to Himself, God will now never reject you.
咁但系基督教话，因为神为你付上嗰个嘅无比嘅代价。神永远都唔会去拒绝你。
That's why people like David Berkowitz, people that are truly Christian, delight in resembling Jesus.
咁所以点解就算好似呢个深奥之子呢个杀人犯，佢都会因为耶稣基督而去喜乐。
They want to live right because they know Jesus.
他因为认识耶稣基督，所以可以过一个喜乐的生活。
They want to please and resemble him in their lives.
他想过一个生活是好似耶稣基督咁。
You see the stark contrast?
你睇唔睇到嗰个唔同呢
？Religion and Christianity?
你睇唔睇呢个宗教同基督教嘅唔同呢
？Religion is having a person being shepherd out of fear.
这个世界上宗教好像是一个啊去吓人啊令到人哋不得不去跟随的一个的啊宗教。
You're shepherded by fear. You don't do this, God's going to whack you.
啊你不做这样啦那你又会被人罚。
That's fear.
这个是一个是恐惧。
In contrast, the true shepherd says, live out of my joy.Respond because of what I did and live right.
基督教就话，因为我所为你做嘅嘢，所以你可以过一个喜乐嘅生活。
The true staff that nudges you from the true shepherd Jesus moves you to live right out of joy.
而耶稣基督去鼓励你去过一个喜乐嘅生活。
So, what are you doing?
所以今日。
Are you living by religion or the gospel?
咁今日你过嘅生活系因为系一个宗教性嘅生活，一个抑或系一个福音性嘅生活咧
？Ask yourself this morning, which shepherding dynamic is in your heart, in your life?
咁今日喺你嘅内心里边，究竟系边一个嘅啊牧者嘅说话去引领你咧
？Have you ever thought of that?
喂，你有冇谂过呢一样嘢咧？
Now, you'll see on the next slide, slide 9, that there are three signs, kind of three tests, mini tests, to tell you whether you have the gospel shepherding dynamic in your life right now, or you're just living out of fear, out of insecurity.
咁我有三个嘅标志可以话俾你听，你今日系咪过住一个福音性嘅生活
？And I'll mention them in a moment, but let me first ask you whether religion is entrapping you out of the desire that if you live a good enough life, God will bless you, take you to heaven. That's religion. That's not Christianity.
咁第一，我想提醒你就话，你会唔会曾经系因为基督教好似系捆绑住你，令你过唔到一个你应该有嘅好嘅生活咧
？Because all moral people, including Christians, live right.
好多时候，好多有道德嘅人，包括基督徒。佢都系过住一个好嘅生活。
But here are the tests. Here are the differences that can be seen. I'll give you three, very brief.
有三个嘅好简单嘅例子。
How do you respond when people don't live right?
当你见到人哋过一个唔好嘅生活嘅时候，你会点呢
？Sign number one. Sign number two. When circumstances don't go right for you, how do you respond?
第二个就话，当你嘅环境唔系好理想嘅时候，你会点样样反应呢
？And sign number three, when you don't do right, when you don't perform right, what do you do?
当你所做嘅嘢系唔理想嘅时候，你会有咩反应呢
？Let's take the first sign. What does it mean when people don't live right?
第一，咩叫做当人哋唔系过紧一个正确嘅生活
？Well, if you're religious, you look at folks who aren't living right, and you feel better than them, superior.
咁你如果见到人哋过嘅生活唔好嘅时候，你过得好嘅时候，你系咪觉得你自己比人哋好咧？
Religious people have a tendency to look down upon people, to bash people, to condemn them when they're doing wrong.
有啲人觉得自己好有宗教啊，喺内心嘅时候，好多时候睇唔起嗰啲生活唔好嘅人。
And you'll see the reason why on slide 10.
喺第十个 slide 里边讲咗。
It's because religious people say the difference between you and me is I'm making an effort to do what's right. You're not.
佢话你同我嘅唔同就系话，因为我努力去过一个好嘅生活，你冇努力过。
But in the gospel, a Christian looks at people who aren't living right and knows the only difference between you and I is the grace of God.
咁就喺福音里边，佢话一话咗俾我哋听，一个基督徒去睇到。我哋同其他嘅人唔同嘅原因系因为神嘅恩典。
Because the Christian knows they're a sinner, just like the other person, but they're saved by grace.
佢睇到就系大家都系一个罪人，一个系蒙福系有救恩嘅罪人。
Grace is a gift; it's not earned.
系一个神所俾我哋嘅礼物。
So how can you feel superior? How can you feel any better? Than others.
当你咁去睇嘅时候，一切都系神嘅恩典嘅时候，你点会觉得自己系比人哋好呢？
When you feel better than others, it shows you don't understand the gospel.
咁当你觉得咁样去睇嘅时候，你就其实同其他人冇乜分别。
So let me ask you, do you condemn and bash people who believe differently than you?
咁如果你睇到一啲人同你嘅信仰或者佢嘅生活同你唔同嘅时候，你系咪去责骂佢哋，去讥笑佢哋呢？
Are you harsh and self-righteous to people who don't live right?
你系咪好自意去攻击嗰啲生活唔好嘅人呢？
That's test number one to show that you really don't have the shepherding dynamic of the gospel in your life.
当你有咁嘅表现嘅时候，即系话你根本冇神嘅福音啊呢个嘅喺你心里边牧养紧你。
You don't have the joy, the love of Christ that constrains us that.Paul speaks about in 2 Corinthians 5:14.
就系所讲到保罗所讲到嗰样嘢。
For Christ's love, he says there, compels, constrains us.
亦都系系呢个基督去帮助去驱使我哋去过某一种嘅生活。
See, that's the first test that you get, little mini test that you can test yourself if you have the shepherding dynamic in your life right now.
呢个系第一个嘅标志。
But secondly, as you'll see on slide 11, the difference comes out when your circumstances in life don't go right.
第二个就话当你嘅环境唔理想嘅时候。
You know, when things go utterly wrong in your life, the religious person says, I've lived a good life, therefore God owes me. He owes me a good life.
他说我样样嘢都做得咁好啊，咁其实系神去撑咗我，欠咗我。冇俾到我一个好嘅生活。
That's how religious people think.
呢个系嗰啲宗教嘅人谂嘅嘢。
I've lived a very hard life, so God owes me.
我话我呢一生都好困苦，所以亦都系神欠咗我，冇俾到一个好嘅生活我。
And so when things don't go right, you either get incredibly bitter towards God and others, and you give up on Him, or you incredibly feel guilty.I feel I must be living up to my standards.
呢一种人好多时候佢哋会好苦读，亦都于是佢哋会放弃咗神。
And you fall into the trap. I either hate God or I hate myself.
佢可能会一系话我讨厌神，或者我讨厌我自己。
And most of the times you go back and forth. It's, you know, we're complicated people.
咁好多时候啲人一系就唔中意自己，一系就埋怨神。
And when your circumstances don't go right, and you're a religious person, you're shepherding, either whipping yourself by fear.
咁但系另一方面，好多时候啲人亦都系因为恐惧嘅原因啊，会用呢个方法去逼自己去过某一种嘅生活。
And in comparison, if you're living gospel-centered life with gospel-centered shepherding, the dynamic of joy in your life, you respond rather differently.To adversity.
咁，但如果你系一个按住福音去过生活嘅人，就算喺环境唔好嘅时候，你嘅反应都会好唔同。
Because when things don't go right, you know It can't be God's coming down hard on you, he's punishing you.
就算是你的环境不理想的时候，不代表这个是神给你的惩罚。
Because God is just. He's not going to create a double jeopardy situation. Jesus already took your punishment. He already paid. God's not going to take a second payment because that would be unjust.
神已经去为你去的罪去死了，神不需要再一次再给过一个的为你再付上一个死的代价。
Because all your punishment fell on the heart of Jesus.
你一生其实将来的现在过去的惩罚其实已经是在神耶稣基督的心里面。
If you have that gospel joy in your life too, that you're shepherding, using that dynamic for shepherding, you also don't think, how could God let this happen to me?
当你如果有神在内心里面，你都不会去问神，为什么这些的事发生在我的身上。
And you know that because Jesus lived a pretty good life, didn't he?
耶稣基督是不是过一个好的生活呢？
Certainly he lived a life better than us.
可能他的生活比我们好。
Yet look carefully at the quality of his life.
如果你真的看清楚神究竟耶稣基督过的是怎样的生活的时候，
it was, in comparison, pretty lousy, wasn't it?
其实神过的生活都不是很容易。
Yet God used it redemptively.
但是神用这个方法去拯救我们。
And therefore, because of the dynamic of the cross, you're not overthrown when circumstances go wrong.
但是因为这个十字架的原因，所以我很多事情我不需要去恐惧，去惧怕。
And most of all, you can see the difference between a religious person and a Christian.
亦都当这个不同的环境的改变，让我们看到了哪一个只是一个真的基督徒，而另一个只是去好似很虔诚的一个宗教的人。
Because you can tell, you know the difference between a person driven by fear and a person who is shepherded by joy and love.
亦都看到哪一个是因喜乐，哪个因着恐惧去过去的生活。
Thirdly, that.The third sign or test is when you don't perform right or fail in some moral, way.
咁第三就话，当你冇去做到一啲事做得好理想嘅时候，咁会点呢？
A person who's shepherding with the dynamic of joy and the gospel knows that their identity is still intact, still in Jesus Christ.
就算他们可能在做得不好，或者是在道德上面有犯错的时候，他们很清楚知道他们依然是在神的里面。
But that's not so for the religious person.
但是对于这个宗教的人他们未必这样看。
Because the very foundation of your identity is now cracked, destroyed.
因为对那些人来讲，他做错了做得不好的时候他的信念的根基就打碎了。
Because your identity in life is based on the idea that you're a very good person.
因为你的信念的根基是基于你自己是一个好人。
But if you're a Christian and you fail, you're driven further into the foundation because your foundation is the grace of God.
对于基督徒来讲，我们的根基是神的恩典。
Your foundation is you're a sinner, and you admit that.
你的根基就说，我知道我是一个基督徒，我承认我是一个的罪人。
And you also know, despite the fact that you're a sinner, God still loves you.
就算你是一个罪人，神依然爱你。
And that makes all the difference in the world. There's a freedom that comes from that.
就是因为这个的信念，令到我们从中得到这个自由。
The knowledge of God's grace enables one to shepherd another in a non-abusive way.
又令到我哋唔会将呢样嘢去白白嘅去丢弃咗。
Right, you can help someone. Really, you can really help someone. You can direct and address the issues of wrong living and start to grow in faith. Right, because it's non-abusive.
就算一个人去过错咗佢哋嘅生活，做错咗嘅时候，你都可以用呢一个嘅信念，呢个睇法去帮助佢哋。
Then you'll be directed in the way you should go.
你可以带领他们行 佢哋应该本来要行嘅路。
And ultimately, you'll get home.
咁去到尾，你可以翻到去呢个家里边。
That means you'll stay the course. You'll stay on that straight narrow path of the Christian life.
咁即系话你喺呢个信仰呢条嘅窄路上边，你依然喺度行紧呢条路。
Even when those times and all of us fall off that straight and narrow path, right?
仲喺呢个嘅窄嘅路上边，我虽然跌倒，我都可以起翻身行翻落去。
When those times happen, which they will, or they have, you know, when you're out of your mind, in a sense, your friends who are shepherding you will help you.
而喺你个路上边同行嘅嘅朋友，你嘅弟兄姊妹会去帮助你继续去行呢条路。
Because the friends that are helping you also know they're saved by grace.
因为佢都好清楚知道佢因为神嘅恩典系得救。
And they'll truly help you. They won't abuse you.
佢哋唔会去伤害你。
They'll be your shepherds.
佢哋只系去牧养你，去帮助你行呢一条路。
And so the bottom line is this: Do you know the great shepherd, the one who became a lamb?
你今日认唔认识呢个群羊嘅大牧者呢？
You know, Jesus Christ was the shepherd who became a lamb. So we, who are kind of dumb sheep, right? We could become shepherds.
因为呢个嘅群羊嘅大牧者，佢有一个牧人去变成一个羊去帮助我哋嘅时候，当我哋今日去信靠佢，有一日我哋都可以去牧养其他人。
Don't you want to be that kind of person who can truly help someone?
你想唔想今日都成为嗰个可以帮助其他弟兄姊妹成长嘅人呢？
Kind of person who can truly help one another grow in God's grace.
去帮助其他人喺呢个神嘅恩典里面去成长。
I hope you'd consider praying for that today.
我希望你今日亦都为到呢样嘢去祷告。
Because that, we need that in this church. We need people who are willing to practice shepherding.
我哋今日教会都需要好多人去帮助大家彼此去牧养。
And to practice it in a way that's non-abusive.
亦都唔系去损害大家。
Let's pray.
我哋低头祈祷。
Lord, can you help us today to identify and to cling to the ultimate shepherd, Lord Jesus?
主啊，求你帮助我哋去依靠，亦都系去依靠耶稣基督。
We pray that you'd open our hearts and minds so that we also would be good shepherds as well.
我亦都求你教我哋今日都可以做一个好嘅牧人。
We know, Lord, that anytime we receive instruction or criticism, we are hurt.
很多时候我们听到人家对我们的批评，我们觉得受伤害。
But if the person helping us is full of the grace of God, that hurt will be in a non-abusive way.
但如果他帮助我们的人都是有着神的恩典一起的时候。
And so help us be willing to be members of one another today.
教我们今天能够彼此的相顾。
We have a long way to go, but we have a great God who enables us to become more and more like the Christ.
我们前面的路可能很长，但我们有耶稣基督与我们同行。
Our confidence is in you, not in ourselves.
我们的依靠是在耶稣基督的里面。
And so we pray that you'd grow us, grow your church, add to our number.
我们求你去帮助我们教会的成长。
We pray that people here who don't know the great shepherd would know him in a truly saving way.
我们也都为到在在座里面未认识他的人能够认识他。
And we pray for those who already know the great shepherd that they be renewed today and restored to the right path of the Christian life.
也都为到那些认识你的人可以重新在基督徒的路上边去上路。
And our confidence, as we pray, is in you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.